too good. I had one or two of them. And then we had the Delco light plants. Before we got the high lines in home, I finally got a little of that Delco light plant. But it wasn't satisfactory either. It wouldn't run the refrigerator or anything like that. We just used it for light.
For light for what, Bill?
Light for the house. We used old railroad kerosene lamps and any kind of lamp we could get back in those days.
Yeah. Coal oil lamp.
Now, until they put that railroad, the only way you could get it would be shipped up the Mississippi River on a boat. And as I say, I think probably the bars and the cold drink stands, they'd have it. I don't know if they had it all the time. I just don't recall. And maybe a very few of the wealthy people would get it once in a while, but it was a scarce article. We had underground systems here. Water was pretty cool in those. And we had the wells, but our water was so bad in those days, most people didn't want to use in the dock. That is all they ever got was well water. They could pump it off and get some cool water.
Why was the water so bad?
Huh?
Why was the water so bad?
Oh, it's hard. Lots of iron in it.
Yeah, it is. Get down south here, water tastes like a rotten egg. Got all that sulfur in it.
Well, you know,
look at those here.
I have a granddaughter
that
lived down there around Gulfport.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And they didn't have to have, they got pretty soft water down there. I know because I went down there to investigate, get them a home down there, a place down there to live, and
water ain't too good down there.
They said you had to, that you could get it, you didn't have to have softness for it, though. But up here, man, you can't get along without a water softener. I've got a big water softener out there, my son's got a water softener. Everybody's got water softeners. Even Doc is most of them got water softeners, yeah.
What kind of buildings you got on the farm?
Huh?
What kind of buildings you got here?
Well, the kind of buildings we've got here today are very different from the kind we used to have. We used to have our own homes and tenant homes with just old shacks. But those old shacks are about all gone now.
Yeah.
It's a result of the water we've had.
Tubs and all, and as I say, it's already gone through a softener. And ours has got an iron remover, supposed to have an iron remover either, too.
Yes, sir.
I've got a big bunch of softener for myself, yeah. And ought to be good. But back in the old days, I say they saved rainwater. Now you take this place right here. I don't know if any place had them like this place did. But my wife's people, they had a quarter over there, these old shacks, you know, and street. And between every house, they had one of these systems. Upper ground sisters that you caught the water off the roof and run into them. It was cool down underneath the ground there.